The coming of the Golden Age. One could argue that things in society have always been this challenging, and the authors are just pining away for a spiritual ideal that was never reached. Nonetheless, the Hindu myths begin with the Golden Age, which is literally paradise on earth, and then gradually work their way down to the Kali Yuga over many thousands of years. All Santayana's myths, worldwide, indicate that things get worse and worse, and then we get major earth changes, which we are now seeing. Some of the myths end in a flood. The Hindu myths end in a fire. The rules of logic suggest that if all things were destroyed in a moment, at the end of every 25,000-year cycle, then no life on earth could ever have survived for very long. So obviously we can't take this prophecy literally. Similarly, the Bible begins with Adam and Eve in the book of Genesis, allegedly the first people to live on earth, and ends with a major catastrophe in the book of Revelation. That's not the end in the Bible either. The tribulation leads directly to a new heaven and new earth, a resplendent, glorious golden age. Just as we see in the Bible, the Hindu prophecy doesn't end with destruction. The awesome Samvartaka fire leads to a new creation, the Krita, or Golden Age. And when those terrible times will be over, the creation will begin anew. The Krita, Golden Age, will begin again. And the clouds will commence to shower seasonably, and the stars and stellar conjunctions will become auspicious. And the planets, duly revolving in their orbits, will become exceedingly propitious. And all around, there will be prosperity and abundance and health and peace. In the Hindu prophecy, the Golden Age starts to restore the balance of nature and the cosmos, creating greater prosperity, abundance, health, and peace before all the hard work is finally over. Then, Hinduism's own version of a messiah, namely Kalki, comes on the scene, ready to finish the job. Kalki clearly has ascended abilities, similar to what we can all do in our lucid dreams. He can manifest vehicles, weapons, and warriors just by thinking of them. And commissioned by time, a Brahmana of the name of Kalki will take his birth, and he will glorify Vishnu and possess great energy, great intelligence, and great prowess, vehicles and weapons and warriors and arms and coats of mail will be at his disposal as soon as he will think of them. According to Edgar Cayce's readings about this major change, the second coming of Christ is what happens to all of us as we go through this process. To him, to her that is faithful, there shall be given a crown of light. Ye become as rivers of light, as fountains of knowledge, as mountains of strength, as the pastures for the hungry, as the rest for the weary, as the strength for the weak. Therefore, the wars and violent acts you are about to read, where corrupt people are murdered, are most likely part of the dream symbolism. Rather than literally involving people being killed, it may be a symbolic story of the journey we all make within ourselves to purify the ego, that part of us that has been addicted to manipulation, power, and control. And he will be the King of Kings, and ever victorious with the strength of virtue. And he will restore order and peace in this world, crowded with creatures and contradictory in its course. That Brahmana will exterminate all the Malekas, wherever those low and despicable persons may take refuge. When the Brahmanas will have exterminated the thieves and robbers, there will be prosperity everywhere on earth. When sin will thus have been rooted out, and virtue will flourish on arrival of the Krita age. Men will once more betake themselves to the practice of religious rites. And the Brahmanas will become good and honest, and the regenerate ones, devoted to ascetic austerities, will become munis, silent meditators. And the asylums of ascetics, which had before been filled with wretches, will once more be homes of men devoted to truth, and men in general will begin to honor and practice truth. And all seeds sown on earth will grow. And, O monarch, every kind of crop will grow in every season. And men will devotedly practice charity and vows and observances. And the rulers of the earth will govern their kingdoms virtuously.